I think it's important to highlight why we actually need this coalition. Right now, there's a huge gender gap in the innovation and technology sectors. For example, only 6% of app developers are women. Over 1.7 million women don't own mobile phones. Yet there are also huge opportunities for women in the sector. So again, GSMA has estimated that closing the gender gap in mobile phone ownership could add an estimated $170 billion in market opportunities by 2020. But the reason that there are these huge gaps that continue to persist and widen are because of a number of barriers. And one of the key barriers is limited market awareness and investment in innovation and technologies that work for women. So the Global Innovation Coalition for Change is really a global partnership of industry, private sector, and not-for-profit and academic partners that are really coming together to help address this barrier at an industry level. For the launch, we expect the GICC to identify what are the specific industry challenges that limit women and girls' advancement in innovation and technology. We expect them to organize themselves into work streams to address these barriers over the next 2 years.
And what was the process like leading up to this launch?
So UN Women is creating this coalition. We've welcomed partners who are committed to advancing women in innovation and technology across leading industries. The process has involved many dialogue sessions with partners to share our vision and also to understand what are their views and ideas and what they're doing, all of which has helped to shape the launch on Thursday.
So UN Women said in the press release that this will involve sharing good practices, developing capacity, and investing in specific innovation. So what, in your opinion, are some of the most significant good practices that need to be implemented?
That's a great question. I think some of the key good practices that we really want to hear more about include hearing about how do we identify the unique needs of women and girls. We know that there's a research bias, so innovation-based research doesn't really focus on gender differences. Women are also just taken the same as men, which often leads to their needs not being met. We're looking for good practices around collecting gender disaggregated data, which again will allow us to better understand what are their needs. We're looking at good practices about promoting women and retaining them in STEM-related fields. For example, how are organizations removing gender stereotypes and biases in their recruitment processes? How are they improving access to flexible schedules and work-life policies to allow women to advance in this area?
And which of those issues are you the most passionate about, or would you say needs the most attention?
I think understanding the needs. I think that's really the start, really understanding what is it that women need, and then we can figure out how we get there. I also think that, you know, the way we can really understand the needs of women is if they're included. They're all related, but I think it's really about starting with women at the center and understanding what is it that we actually want.
Perfect. Is there anything else you think people should know about this coalition or gender inequality or anything you'd like to say?
I would just invite people to follow us at our live stream of the industry forum to actually learn more about how they can be part of this alliance that we are all coming together to make progress in this important field.